Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. And hey, please text or call 850-437-1620. Travis Thompson of Climatech, he actually is joining us by phone. He's a pretty busy guy. I don't know when you're not busy, but I feel like this time of year, Travis, I bet between systems breaking down, the humidity just seems like it's sticking to us, just overdrive for our systems and maybe just running them as low as possible. I can imagine you're probably all over the place fixing a ton of AC systems.
It has been very busy, no doubt. This is our time of year that I don't believe we could possibly man up for. if you did, you'd have too many people for sure here in another few months. So as an industry as a whole, you know, it's not just us. It's almost impossible to prepare for these 3 months of the year. I mean, mentally we can prepare, we can get our techs prepared, but having enough staff is almost impossible. So, yeah, it's a little crazy right now. And as you know, it's been a challenging year. So we've got a lot of things we're working around. You know, somebody gets a sniffle or a sneeze, you got to quarantine them, get them away. You know, so there's a lot of things like that going on that have made this year a little harder than some. But we're getting through it. Just getting through it one day at a time and doing everything we can.
Yeah. And you know what? So that's one of the greatest things about the Pensacola Expert Panel, I'm just going to toot my horn, is that, you know, if you can't leave your house or if you know, right now you just don't know if you should call somebody, but you have something going on, this is the place to ask those questions. You can text us, you can call in too. And Travis is always more than willing to give you a good answer, walk you through something, give you his best advice because he is the expert. So 850-437-1620. Travis, I feel like although we are quickly entering football season, we're also still entering the heightened part of the hurricane season. And we see that Precious Fred is making his way into the Gulf. And so we're watching all these spaghetti models. And so before we get into maybe some indoor air quality talk and, you know, maintaining our systems and getting them cleaned, I want to just talk a little bit about preparing our home, specifically our ACs, and what we can do to prepare to keep ourselves comfortable. Let's say if Fred does come this direction and we do have power outages or whatever it is there, are there any good guidance tips that you can give to help us prepare?
Well, I mean, if you don't have a whole house generator where you can run your AC without it, obviously one thing to look at would be a secondary air conditioning, whether it be a portable unit, a window unit. Believe it or not, many splits with the very small amount of power that they draw, that's actually another thing that we talk about with a lot of customers that may have a large system in their home, but they may want to maybe a system for their master bedroom because they want to sleep really cold, or they've got a garage that they've turned into living space that we can add mini splits to. And then it's kind of a side benefit if we do get a hurricane and you do lose power, it takes a very small generator to be able to make that one room of the house very comfortable and at least give you something to do. So that's one thing that comes to mind when we talk about hurricane season would be having either a supplemental AC system or having your system tied in. The other thing would be obviously your outdoor unit, just kind of looking at what's around it, making sure there's nothing that could fly or knock it over, knock into it, things of that nature. For a while now, it's been code that outdoor units are set on a hurricane pad, which is a 4-inch thick concrete pad, and it should be strapped to that pad, which should keep the wind or anything like that from moving it around. But you still want to look for overhanging low limbs, things like that that may mess with it. And that's pretty much it as far as preparing for a hurricane as far as your HVAC goes. Those would be the two big keys I would say that people could look at and pretty quickly know.
Okay. All right. So that's some good guidance too. And making sure, like you said, look outside too. We think about inside keeping ourselves cool, but taking a look outside and making sure nothing's going to fall on the outdoor unit as well. Okay. 850-437-1620. Here is a question coming in. Our home seems to be ridiculously humid. How can we help or control the humidity this time of year?
Okay, there's a bunch of things there. It would depend on several things. One thing that I love the American Standard variable speed system we sell does the best job I've seen at any system controlling humidity in the house. Those systems we're typically seeing the upper 40s for percentages of humidity, which is outstanding. Even at 76, 78 degrees, the house feels really, really comfortable. So that's one solution. Now, the other thing is, where is the problem coming from? And that would be, is the unit sized properly? That's typically the first thing we see. An oversized system cuts on and off way too quickly, and that can lead to humidity buildup because the system's not running long enough. You know, this is something that I talk to a lot with customers about because they just don't understand it. But a day like today, we're going to be well above 90 by the middle part of the day. Matter of fact, we're approaching it now where we're going to pass 90 here at 10 o'clock or so. And a properly sized unit from late in the morning until well after the sun goes down shouldn't shut off. And that people don't get that, but it really shouldn't. Now, it should maintain the house temperature within 20 to 22 degrees from the outdoor temperature. So that's another thing that kind of gets people misled. You know, they think, well, I put it on 73, and by the middle of the day, it's up to 75. Well, if we get to 95 outside or even higher, I know we had a heat index a couple weeks ago of like 116, there's no way your unit, if it's properly sized, is going to maintain 73 degrees. Just not going to do it. So the sizing of the unit and that long run time, if it's running, it's taking humidity out of the air. But what you got to remember is when it cuts off, it takes a long time for that humidity to start extracting out of the house again. So when the unit's off, it's not doing anything. And then that first 7 to 8 minutes that it's running, it's not doing anything for the humidity. So it takes a lot of run time to do that. If the unit's oversized, that can be a problem. The other part of that equation would be, is there moisture coming in from places it shouldn't be? We find a lot of bathroom exhaust fans backdrafting outside air back into the bathrooms, and the bathroom vents are sweating. We find fireplaces backdrafting. We find kitchen ranges backdrafting, or even just holes in the insulation of the house. So all of those things are kind of factors that would be a place to start to figure out where the humidity problem is and then come up with a proper solution to solve it.
Very good. Yeah. And I mean, if it still is continuing to go in that direction where you feel like it's sticky and humid, definitely have somebody come out and take a look, because you don't know until you know. 850-437-1620. Is it true to run your air conditioning as low as possible before a hurricane to keep your house cooler longer?
Well, it can help just a little bit, but honestly, it's going to be a very short window of time. Obviously, if your house is 76 and the power goes out, your next temperature up is 77, 78. It's going to start climbing. Whereas if you're at 73, you got about 5 degrees to spare. And then each house is going to be different depending on how well insulated it is. Obviously, a really nice, well-insulated home is going to hold that temperature longer. It's going to keep the heat out longer. And then one that's not, that's, you know, got some leaks and cracks in it, it's going to increase in temperature pretty quickly.
Okay, that makes sense. I know, because I've read different things for like hurricane preparedness, like, okay, if you run your AC at like 68 for the days leading up to the hurricane, it'll keep your house cooler longer. And I'm like, my bill is going to be so high.
Well, and we talked a little bit because, you know, you actually, if you run it for a long time, all of the structure inside the home gets to the temperature of the air. So then, you know, you start to get your walls get cooled off, your couches get cooled off, everything gets cooled off. So it will take longer. All those products in there will absorb that heat as it starts to rise and keep the temperature down a little bit longer. But, I mean, we're still really only talking about a very short window of time. I don't see the benefit in it, honestly. I really don't. That's just something. I think you take more chance on damaging your AC trying to do something out of its range like that. You know, ACs aren't made to run down in the 60s. And when we do that, I think we're taking more chance on damaging our compressor and things of that nature than we are actually getting any comfort if a hurricane should arrive.
Okay, very good. All right, so we've talked about kind of some hurricane preparedness, some humidity issues in our homes, which it kind of seems like that happens no matter what, and sometimes those two go hand in hand. But let's talk a little bit about indoor air quality, which is your specialty, and the importance of it and how to really maintain the best indoor air quality that you possibly can, especially in this humid area.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that I think gets overlooked, and I know we talk about it several times on the show, but it can't be said enough, really, is keeping the system clean. This, you know, what we're having to deal with now with virus and everything, it has kind of brought it to light even more so, that, you know, we see air conditioners fail so many times, and it's a very high percentage. I would say 70 to 80% of failures we see are due to lack of care and lack of clean. So if the systems were cleaned, that not only does it keep your efficiency level of that system where it should be, but it will get you many more years of service out of it. Now, what we're seeing now brought to light is, you know, that when we go into clean units, a lot of times the inside of them's full of mold and stuff like that. Well, that's a place for things to harbor and grow and stay and stick. And then every time that unit comes on, all the air is passing through these contaminants that are inside the system. So, and it's typically not the duct that we see get so dirty as it is the actual inside of the air handler, because your air handler has a few things that cause this. First, you've got a filter that you put in that stops most of the dirt and trash. But anything that gets through that, the very next filter it comes across is a wet air conditioning coil. And most everything sticks to that because it's wet. Well, then when it sticks to it, it stays there. And it's in a dark environment. It's nice and cool. It's got no UV light. It just has a perfect place to grow because it's got moisture in there, keeps the moisture level. Even if the moisture in your home's good, the moisture inside that air handler is usually high because it collects water. So it's a perfect place to start growing mold, and that's why a lot of times we'll see a lot of mold growing inside of a unit. And keeping that under control, you know, keeping with a steady maintenance program that can come in and look at that, monitor it, take care of it. If it's in very small cases, it can be taken care of simply as part of the maintenance program. But if it gets beyond that, then at least you know, and we can visually inspect it and then possibly have to remove parts of it, clean it, put it all back in. But again, that's better than getting, you know, less life out of your air conditioning system, not to mention the efficiency and the health concerns that you may have if you don't clean it out.
Okay, so let's talk about that part, because a lot of times it's like, oh, we need it to be clean because we want it to be cool in our house and we want to feel comfortable. That's obviously a great reason to have excellent indoor air quality and take care of your AC system. But when you don't, correct, and you have, like you said, that microbial growth in those dark spaces where either there's gaps and cracks or there's a hole, a leak, or just not proper airflow, or the sizing is not right, what are some, I don't know, signs in your health or even things around your house, I guess, mm-hmm, both, that can show, you know what, this actually might be not just, oh, seasonal allergies. This might be an issue with my air conditioning system.
Right. We have some people that are very sensitive to it. I had a phone call this week. A gentleman had moved into a house a couple years ago, and ever since moving in, he feels like every time the AC turns on, he sneezes. You know, he feels his allergies go crazy. And so we're scheduled to go out and take a look at it. So it could be something that obvious, but it could also be something that, you know, you don't really notice because your body gets used to a lot of things. You know, our bodies adapt amazingly well to a lot of things. And I can't tell you how many times I've been into customers' homes that have told me, hey, I am deathly allergic to mold. I open up the air handler and the thing is full. I mean, full of mold from top to bottom. And I'm thinking, okay, you're not as allergic as you think you are, because I'm looking at what you got going on here and every bit of air in your house is going through this thing.
Ooh, so yeah.
Sometimes it's almost impossible to tell without actually having it inspected. And like I said, that mold is doing two things. It's not only making your indoor air quality terrible, but it's slowing down your airflow, which is affecting your AC performance. So it's doing two things. And, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. So I get it. People don't think about it. And that's the thing that I hope that this show would kind of bring things to awareness, that people could just simply check and see, because there's a lot of times that people don't realize how bad off something like that is until they see it for themselves, and then they can't believe it and wish they'd have done it sooner.
Yeah, in fact, it kind of brings me to a story. When we first moved here, I feel like it kind of prepared me a little bit. Like, meeting somebody who shared their horror story helped me see the importance of changing your air filter and, you know, properly cleaning your home and dusting your home and making sure that your AC system was maintained and looked at. But a woman, she lived around the corner from us, and she had to move out of the house because there was so much black mold in the air conditioning ducts that when she went on vacation, decided to turn her AC all the way up to like 80 when she left, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not terrible. She came back and it was coming out. You could see the spores coming out of the actual vents is how bad it was. And
yeah,
she felt terrible. She's like, I had my grandkids in this house and everything. I was like, oh, my boy. That was 8 years ago, and I feel like it scarred me and was like, okay, we have to make sure that we are checking the air conditioning system, because it's literally pouring the air into our home, in which we're breathing in our lungs. And if we've learned anything in the past 15 months with the pandemic, we want healthy lungs and a healthy lifestyle. And so it starts at home and it starts with you. So which leads me to kind of the next thing, is how often should you have your system, you know, maintained, maintenance and serviced? Is it this time of year? Should people wait till it gets cooler out?
No, it's really not. It can be done almost any time. Now, we recommend twice a year, and we recommend the shoulder seasons, you know, going into fall. Or in fall, you know, before we really start needing our heat a lot. And then the same thing on the backside. Before, when we start getting to spring and we get those springtime days, before we know the air conditioner is fixing to get hit hard, and you may be running it a little bit, but you know it's going to be needed a lot, that's typically the best time, if you could choose one, to have it checked. Now, if you're not having it checked regularly, having it checked any time would be great, because, you know, you want to get on top of it and figure out what's going on. Because, like I said, those failures that we see, a lot of times people don't understand, and they hear, well, my compressor broke. Well, we like to dig in and find out, why did the compressor break? And when you start digging into a lot of them, it comes back to dirt on the indoor coil. And that sounds crazy, but if we've got clogged on that indoor coil and we're not getting enough airflow through it, we're not removing enough liquid out of that refrigerant in the coil. And I know that's getting technical, but our compressor outside is a pump made to pump air. And if we send liquid back out there to that air pump and we hit it with liquid, it's going to break. So that air moving through that coil ensures us that we don't send liquid back to our compressor. So a lot of times we'll see compressors, and sometimes we'll get called, and, you know, somebody may be unhappy. They've had somebody out and they've changed their compressor 3 times in 3 years. And before we even change the compressor, I'm going inside. And I 99 times out of 100, I'll find, here's where the problem is. Let's fix the problem, and then we'll throw another compressor in, and then you'll be all right.
Okay. All right. It's 850-437-1620. How do you know that it's the compressor? Can you hear it with your ear if you just listen? That's actually a pretty good question.
How do you know if it's the compressor? I mean, I'm assuming they're talking about if it's the compressor that's bad.
Yeah.
There are several ways to check a compressor. A compressor can have two types of failures. They can have a mechanical failure, which is actually a bearing or rod broken inside of it, or it can have an electrical failure because it's an electrical motor. So we can check the windings of the electrical circuit with our meters, and then if that's okay, we can typically try to run it to verify whether we've got a mechanical or an electrical break in the compressor. But typically not something you can do by ear, no.
Okay. All right. Good to know. It's probably better just have somebody come and take a look at it, and we'll give you that number in just a moment. Hey, I know, right? Trying to fix your AC yourself. I do not even want to try. Hey, are you guys doing same day appointments right now? I know you mentioned earlier in the show, and again, Travis Thompson is here. We have just a couple of moments left with him. Do you have still same day appointments in case somebody's has a system breakage or something going on?
We do. We're doing our best to get to everybody that day. Obviously, the earlier you call, the better chance we have of doing that. We obviously still offer emergency service, so if it's a situation you've got to have somebody, we do what we got to do. We're kind of taking it call by call. You know, if we've got somebody that is cooling and we can, if they'll allow us to kind of work them in, we do. But we're just taking each one call by call.
Okay. Very good. Travis, right now, I wanted to ask you before we kind of start wrapping up here, are you guys running any promotions or anything special this month or anything to look forward to next month when we are approaching fall weather, I hope?
Well, we don't have our mini split offer going right now. We do have some rebates available. The American Standard will usually come to us and have some more rebates here coming up in the fall. So we are looking forward to those. I can't say what they'd be right now because sure. I don't know myself, but we do still have some of our own rebates that we try to keep offered year round, that are available. So, depending on the system, but yeah, sure. If they call and ask, we'll be glad to tell them what we've got for each system.
Okay. And somebody asked just now, which is great. We were talking about this before. How often should I have my ducts cleaned?
Ducts cleaning, well, we touched a little bit on that, that the wet coil inside mm-hmm. catches 90-something percent of the bad stuff in your house. So most of the duct we look at does not need to be cleaned. And if the system's maintained properly, it never has to be cleaned. So it's something that is a case by case. I don't ever recommend a regular duct cleaning. That's something that I would look at and look at the system first, because the air handler usually catches 95% or more of all those contaminants are sitting right there on your coil, and they don't go very far from the air handler.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip. I know sometimes immediately people are like, let's get a guy out here and just blow everything out and get rid of it as fast as possible.
Yeah.
But we'll just hold our horses.
I do. And it's something that I would caution to hold up and look first. You know, I've done a lot of inspections, and there are cases where duct needs to be cleaned. I'm not saying that it's never needed, but it's definitely something that, like my house, it's 20 years old, never been cleaned, and I could take photos of the inside of the duct right now. It looks great. So it depends on the system, how it's been maintained, and the ductwork itself. So there are a lot of factors there, but I would never recommend just a regular every so many years or whatever. I wouldn't do that. I would keep my system clean and keep an eye on the duct.
Okay, excellent. So Travis Thompson from Climatech of Professional Air has been with us this morning. Go to climatechproair.com, or what's the number to call, Travis?
850-857-4700.
Well, thank you so much. I know that you are super busy. We got to let you get back to work here in just a moment. But Travis, stay cool out there and drink lots of water. And I know, like you mentioned, it's already getting hot out. So if you do have kind of issue going on, 850-857-4700. Travis Thompson, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Oh, right. We've got more coming up. I mentioned we have a homeless task force here in Pensacola and in Northwest Florida that we are going to talk more about in about 5 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.